This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Done a little bit of house cleaning there. 7:14. Tommy Tucker here with a beautiful day today. Highs of 80-something, 84. Well, hell, why don't we ask our guest, Barry Keim, LSU health climatologist. How you doing, Barry?
I'm doing great. How are you?
What's there between a climatologist and a meteorologist, or are you both?
No, I'm a climatologist. Meteorology is the field that just forecasts the weather. How's it going to change over the next hour or day, whatever? Climatology essentially does everything else in the weather. Looks at impacts, puts together the statistics, what's a 50 or 100 year rainfall event and things of that nature. And of course, we're bigger into drought and things like that, more longer term phenomena in the atmosphere.
Can you predict the weather as well, Hugh?
I am not a forecaster. I can do some crude predictions, sure.
But not publicly, not officially, but on an amateur basis for your own edification.
Exactly. And I might, mine's probably a little more educated than a guy off the street. But anyway.
So with that being said, can you predict lottery numbers?
That's all statistics. That's what we do in climatology. What's the probability of this and the probability of that? Let's just say those lotto tickets, the probability is very, very low if you're not aware of that.
Yeah, I did. I found that out. Let's talk about you say La Nina, I say El Nino. I don't know what either one is. Tell me what's going on here.
Okay. So NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, they just declared a La Nina advisory. And what that means is we are in a La Nina. We finally crossed the threshold. The threshold really is dependent upon what the sea surface temperatures are in the tropical Atlantic. And if you think about this, it's the region between Peru, in South America, and Tahiti, out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. That region, between those two locations in the tropical Pacific is really what we're talking about. And when that area gets colder than normal, then we have a La Nina. That's what we have now. When that same area has water that's warmer than normal, we have an El Nino. Well, it just so happens right now it's colder than normal. We're in a La Nina, and there are global implications for that because what happens in that spot, whether it's warmer or colder than normal, affects the circulation patterns across the whole globe. And some of it is relatively predictable, although this is going to be a weak La Nina, which is going to make it a little tougher. But we kind of know what kinds of things that might pop up around the globe.
And you're talking about the area between Tahiti and Peru? Is that what you said?
Correct.
That's the Tahiti South Pacific, right?
Yeah, well, it's tropical Pacific. Yeah, exactly.
Tropical Pacific, okay. So how does that affect our weather here?
Okay, so a couple of things. I'd say the more immediate impact that we're likely to see is we get into the back end of tropical season. It reduces the amount of wind shear over the Atlantic Ocean. Now, keep in mind, this is in the Pacific, but it reduces the wind shear in the Atlantic as one of what we call a teleconnection. And Ultimately, that could lead to more hurricanes. So the back end of hurricane season here is not over. And, you know, with the onset of a La Nina, this could create a little bit of an uptick in the season as we try to wind things down. Mm. Now, fortunately, we're deep enough in the season. You know, we got a couple of more weeks, and I think Louisiana is pretty much off the hook. But that doesn't mean we're not going to still see some storms in the Atlantic Basin. So it could be a little bit of an uptick as we get into the back end of season, which is certainly not good news. But then as we get into winter, as winter starts settling in on us, La Nina winters across the entire Gulf Coast tend to be warmer and drier than normal. And the reason for this is it deflects the jet stream further northward. And as a result, all the storm tracking is more across the American Midwest, you know, across those I states, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, you know, over in toward Ohio. Those places get quite a bit more rain at our expense because, like I said, we're just not on that storm track. And that kind of leaves us, you know, a little higher and drier and warmer than normal because that jet stream keeps that cold air bottled north of the jet stream, and we end up warmer than normal. So, I mean, that doesn't mean we can't get another snow event. You know, the atmosphere could wind itself up and throw us some cold air, you know, periodically. But I think when we add this all up by the end of the season, we'll be drier and warmer than normal.
When you talk about rain in the Ohio Valley, and La Nina, I don't want to hurt myself here, depending on what happens there, does that mean anything looking ahead to spring in the spillway or not necessarily?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, if it becomes wetter than normal, obviously, I mean, that's where all our water comes from. In particular, the Ohio River Valley. I mean, we think about how big and vast the Mississippi River Valley is, but the vast majority of the water really comes down the Ohio. The Ohio is the main stem, the main channel of the Mississippi River. The upper Mississippi River is really like a drop in a bucket when it hits the Ohio and continues the Mississippi all the way down here. So, yeah, we definitely need to watch what's going on there in terms of, you know, just how much water is falling, how much rain's falling, how much snow is building up. And obviously, we're going to see that at the back end of the winter and early spring when all that water melts, ice melts and comes roaring down the Mississippi.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We're going back talking to Barry Keim, LSU Health Climatologist, about it has been declared we are in a La Nina, but a weak La Nina, Barry?
That is correct.
All right. And that means that the water in that Pacific area you're talking about between Peru and Tahiti is colder than normal, but not really colder than normal. Because is it a function of the temperature? If the water was a lot colder, then it would be not a weak La Nina, but a strong La Nina.
That's exactly correct. You catch on fast, Tommy.
Well, you know, I got a map open in front of me, and I'm looking at Hawaii, and I'm thinking about how I flew from New Orleans to Houston, I think it was, to Honolulu, and all of the water in between. And thank God I was sedated. All right, 7:20 traffic now. WWL. 7:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Barry Keim, LSU Health Climatologist. So let's talk about La Nina and the drought conditions that we're seeing in the state. We have already had a very dry September, I think, and October pretty much dry. Where do we stand with that, and what does La Nina portend for, say, the rest of October, November, December in the state as far as drought conditions?
Yeah, these things are definitely linked, just so you know. I mean, obviously, like I said, when that storm track moves further to the north, leaves us high and dry and warmer than normal. That's been the pattern. And even though we didn't have a La Nina officially declared, we were, you know, drifting. The pendulum was swinging in that direction through September and October. And here we are. And yes, Louisiana's been left high and dry. I mean, we barely had any rain in September. We were way below normal. You know, probably something more like, you know, 20-25% of what we would consider normal rainfall. Now, October is normally our dry season here in New Orleans. And you know, the most significant rains we get in October are usually tropical. And just so happens, you know, the rain we had last weekend before, it's all a blur to me right now. Mm-hmm. But that was a little tropical wave that wafted this way over here. So it was tropical-esque rainfall that at least gave us something. And right now, you know, we're looking pretty much high and dry for the foreseeable future. I mean, there's like a 20% chance of rain for the weekend, but, I mean, not very many of us are likely to even see that rain. So moving forward, I mean, I only anticipate conditions worsening. We have, abnormally dry and drought conditions popping up all across the state of Louisiana. And, I only see that worsening as we get deeper into the season here.
So let's talk about saltwater intrusions. That is primarily a function of the fall or the spring?
Saltwater intrusion comes, obviously, when the Mississippi River is at its lowest point. And, when the currents are again, the water levels are low and the velocity of the river is low, and that allows that salt water to come creeping on in here. So that occurs around this time of year. October, I think, is when the average low flow is on the Mississippi River. So it's around, it's sort of late summer into the fall when this becomes the biggest problem. And, we've had some issues this year. It wasn't as bad as some other years, but this could worsen as we move forward here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So that's obviously something we'll keep a watch on, But again, if we start getting these heavy rains up in the Midwest and, that water will come roaring down the Ohio and eventually down the Mississippi, we probably should be okay. But, again, that's obviously something we'll keep a close watch on because we have had some issues this season so far.
So is La Nina likely to create more rain in that Ohio-Mississippi River Valley area, which means that we would have less of an issue with a saltwater wedge during the fall, or would that happen in the spring?
Well, yeah, now we're really bouncing this more toward the spring. I think what's going to happen is, we're likely to see more storminess in the American Midwest. That's going to pile up that snowpack, and we could be looking at, back to the Bonnycarry spillway again. Mm. There's potential for that kind of stuff as we get into, May and June and things like that. So, again, all these things are interconnected.
All right, looking back on the snow event that happened last January as a climatologist, was that just a crazy anomaly, or is there a likelihood that, as a climatologist, that more of those things are going to happen?
Boy, that's a great question. I would say that was a complete fluke, obviously, to have all those ingredients come together. It obviously shows it can happen. The time previous to this last snow event, to have a snow event of that magnitude, we got to go all the way back to 1895. Mm-hmm. So it's one of these kind of events that it's like a once in a 100-year kind of situation. So probability of that is very, very low. Whether climate change and all these things going on is going to have any impact and change those probabilities moving forward, who knows?
If I had asked this question on 2 days after it snowed, I know what the answer would have been, but now that we've had a hot summer, I'm going to pose a question to the audience again. Thank you, Barry Kahn, by the way, LSU health climatologist. I'm going to pose a question to the audience, 504-260-1870. Would you like to see another snow event like we had in January coming up this year? Now, you can't pick the day. You can't say on Christmas Day or anything like that, but would you like to see another snow event like that now that you've had some time to gain some clarity and some time between the event, yes or no? I would vote yes. I would like to see it. You tell me what you think at 504-260-1870. No texting and driving right now. Time for WWL First News with Ian Ozan. 7:45, quarter till 8. I looked it up, and I think it was Will Rogers to whom the phrase is attributed, when you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. Our esteemed mayor has not learned that yet. I don't think she ever will, because now we've got this garbage stuff going on. Sydney Torres joins us now, CEO of Ivy Waste. How you doing, Sydney?
Great, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, I tell the story often. I was talking to you a long time ago, maybe 15, 20 years ago at night, and come to find out you had, who was it that was there with you?
I don't know. One of your favorites. Who's your favorite? Lenny Kravitz or Kid Rock?
Lenny Kravitz. That's who it was. You had Lenny Kravitz with you. So I always ask, are you alone or do you have any celebrities with you? Because you never know. Because you put them on the phone and we had a conversation with Lenny Kravitz. I just thought I'd ask.
No, I'm just dealing with garbage right now. No glamour.
Speaking of garbage, I don't know what the mayor's doing here. Take me back and tell me the story of what's happening here, what she said on October 10th.
Well, I mean, the deal is that I got a call from the sanitation director asking would I honor the price. The emergency contract comes to an end on the 23rd, and the new administration comes in the beginning of January, 11th or 12th of January. And, you know, asked me would I honor the price. The legal department okayed the ability to extend for 6 months, and the CAO, they were all okay with it. But when he went to the mayor, he told me a couple of weeks later that when they told her, she said, no, I don't want to do that. I wanted to go out to RFP. I don't want to extend it at the same price, at the low bid price. So, you know, here we are. We're going to participate in this RFP that's going out. It's due in 2 weeks. So it's a very quick turnaround. But we'll see what happens. I know that the French Quarter Management District is extending our contract that we put in with them just in case anything crazy happens here. But we'll see. Like I said, there's no reason for this. We could easily just get an extension, move forward, and let the new mayor write an RFP and put it out to bid. But we're going to go through the process and, you know, we'll see what happens.
At some point, you have to be saying to yourself, mayor, come on. What's the deal? What? Why? What are you doing here? Because the director, tell me again about the director of the Department of Sanitation. They said, Sydney and Ivy Waste, will you extend this and honor the bid price, the low bid price, from December 23rd through when?
Through December 23rd, for 6 months, from December 23rd, 6 months, allow the new mayor to get in, Helena Moreno, and you know, put out an RFP or negotiate whatever she wants to do with us. She's got a huge deficit she's dealing with, not only in sanitation, but budget overall. And, you know, this is something when we bid it, we were low bid by like $150,000 a year on this contract. And this is definitely not something you can just start up and do for 6 months. I mean, $4.5 million worth of equipment you have to buy for 6 months. And it just makes sense to extend it, give time, let the process play out, let the new mayor decide, you know, what she wants to do and her administration. But again, like I said, we're going to participate in the bid. We're going to go forward with it. But the sanitation director did ask me, would I extend the low bid price that we're currently charging now without raising it? And I said, for what reason? He goes, well, the legal department's okay with an extension. The CAO's okay with an extension. I said, great. I thought everything was good. We were moving forward. And then about a week ago, he tells me that the mayor said she doesn't want to do that. She wants to go out for an RFP, which is a grading process. Remember, this was a low bid emergency contract. Mm-hmm. This is going out for RFP, which is going to be grading, which, you know, she has two of her people on there and then the sanitation director. And I think there's somebody else from the French Market or French Market Corp. But we'll see what happens. At the end of the day, you know, the last time this happens, when they were grading a bid, Henry got more percentage on experience than I did when I've been doing this for 20 something years. So, you know, we'll see how the grading plays out. Hopefully there's no finger on the scale and we'll see what happens.
So tell me about this grading thing. How does that happen? And also tell me about, let me take a break here. We'll pick it up when we come back so you can have some uninterrupted time about the contract that you have with the French Quarter. What's that district again? The French Quarter?
French Quarter Management District.
Management
FQMD.
District.
That's right.
So how does that play out with this? Or is it the same area or different areas? It just seems to me, and Sydney, you know, I'm just a dumb guy from the West Bank, but it seems like, okay, everything's going fine. We're getting the best bang for our buck. I've not heard a complaint about the job that you're doing from anybody. So why would we fool with it? But yet it seems as though we're fooling with it. Is that an oversimplification or is that pretty well it?
That's pretty, I mean, J.P. Morrell, the president of the council, thought it was bizarre that this is happening. And that was his quote in the Times-Picayune. So, I mean, look, at the end of the day, the FQMD has the right through a state law that was passed to allow it to take on this contract if this other contract goes south and doesn't go in the way that with someone with experience, equipment, and the know-how to get this done. We got Sugar Bowl coming up. We've got Mardi Gras early this year. We got New Year's, a new mayor. I mean, we don't need somebody coming in there with training wheels or never even ridden a bike before with training wheels, trying to come in and trying to figure out how to do this. This is not something you got to on the job experience. You need to know what you're doing. You got to have the right equipment, the right people operating the equipment, the right service trucks and mechanics. I mean, it's a whole operation here, and it's not something you can just do for 6 months. And so anyway, we'll see what happens. We're going to participate in the bid, but we'll see what happens and how it's graded. And if they grade it the right way and we end up with it, that'll be great. If we don't, I mean, we'll see what happens from there with the FQMD, French Market Corp.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll get back talking to Sydney Torres, 751, 9 till 8. This LaToya Cantrell, man, I'm telling you, wow. Traffic, WWL. All right, 757 and a half, talking to Sydney Torres, owner of CEO of IV Waste. And I'm a little bit confused, Sydney, when it comes to the area that y'all pick up, because I saw a truck this morning, as a matter of fact, in the DDD on Camp Street, I guess it was. So, and also always, I got to tell you this, just whenever I see the trucks, they're clean, the staff is paying attention, they're courteous, it looks professional. How do you do that as a manager? Where did you learn how to do this? How did you learn how to run a trash company? Because, man, it seems like you do set the standard for it when it comes to that kind of thing.
Well, I started as a real estate developer and then, went into hotel hospitality and, everything's about making sure that when you walk in a room, it's clean, it's pristine. The uniforms are nice on the teammates who are working with you. I mean, the way we do it on the trucks, matter of fact, this morning, I can tell you an example. Should tell you an example how we make sure that this flows like this is that we have a dispatch alive. We call it the war room. Mm-hmm. And each department has a big flat screen with cameras on the truck. So they're constantly checking the truck, the back of the truck, making sure they're in uniform, making sure they're watching traffic coming and going. So we've invested a lot in technology to be able to make sure that we can watch these trucks and the teammates. And if they're doing good, great, we reward them. If they're not, we reprimand them, we coach them, and we teach them how to do it right and make sure that they wear their uniform. So it's something that we're consistently doing every day. And I think with consistency, you get results.
So what happens from here if you got to prepare a bid, right? Because if does that cost you money? If you don't prepare a bid, then you're not even considered.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I'm laughing because I've created so many. We've had to do so many bids between the French Quarter Management District and the city with all this stuff going on over the last year with the French Quarter that we've gotten really good at it. We've already got the bid prepared; it's ready to go. We're updating some things to it because we custom build all of our own equipment. That's something different that nobody else can do. We build all of our own pressure washing units with the 300 gallon.
Let me ask
tank.
You this: we're running out of time, and I don't want to give anything away, but is it possible that instead of doing as the sanitation director wanted and extending this contract, that through this process, the city winds up paying more for the same thing?
I mean, they could, but, for us, we're going to try to do the best to keep our pricing as sharpen the pencil as great as possible to show because the city's in need of with the deficit. We're going to look to give them the best deal possible.
Thank you, Sydney.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.